Hello again. Lesson number two, how to play Barry the Roofer, the beginning bit and the verse and chorus. I'll show you how the first bit goes now. I know it's your favourite one, but we're not showing them how to play that one today. So it starts off on the G string, just down here. Right up here above, like these little dots here, this one here. So I'll play it right slow now. I'll just do the first bit, the intro bit, without the drum accompaniment, because on the song there's not actually, there's a little bit of drums, but it'll be easier in this instance just to do it like this. So we go, starts there. So up to there, you're only on the D and G strings, so we'll do it once more. On this bit there, I slide down there and just all down strokes again. Do the first bit and I'll show you the second bit. You stay here now. And then the bit after that is like you go, so you just go once. So we'll go through it once more, it just goes like this. Intro bit. Gosh, you can be so lippy sometimes, Colin. First verse is basically on the A string, second fret up here, and then it's just basically a sliding thing. We might need a bit of drums here. That's the first verse. There it goes. Oh no. Right, the first verse goes, starts with an open E string and goes. But for this, at the beginning intro bit, use the downstroke, and for this bit, I just use the up and down. Sort of rhythmic thingy, like that. So we've got the first bit and that bit, and then for the verse, it slides up and down like that, so it goes. That'll be fine, thank you, Baxter. The chorus, it goes. Thank you, Baxter, that'll be all. Thank you. So the chorus, it goes, long ago. Open E string. So that's open A, open E, D, but on the second fret here. And then again. Back to the. So that was the beginning bit of Bury the Roofer. Thanks for watching, and we'll have more lessons for you next time.